Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A little bit of Texas in our hometown. Parker McCollum.
Yeah. What's up, guys? I didn't even see y'all were on here. Golly,
no, we're so sorry.
Where's my big red light? Hey, Holly. What's up, Rob?
Are you doing live reads for some heating and cooling?
There's like this paperwork in front of me, and I just was going through it. It's like my schedule for the day, and somebody's heating and cooling bill is underneath it. So
They just try to slip that in there.
They may need that. So
yeah, they might need it. By the way, congratulations on an amazing album. Every single song is a good song, and I was trying to pick my favorite so I could talk about my favorite song.
Thank you.
It was really hard to pick. I like the song "Stoned." That's one I thought was really good. Every single song is never enough. The title of the album, all about, we don't have enough songs because all of them are so good. We want more.
No, means? I would never claim that. It's probably, maybe it should be called Too Much. It's just kind of, you know, being on the road and chasing the dream and doing the thing and the whole gig itself, you know, it kind of feels like, you know, no matter what you do, you can't do enough. And then no matter how much you know, accomplish or obtain, it's never enough. And it's kind of like a constant feeling. So it was kind of sticking around. I couldn't really get rid of it. And I tried to write a song around the idea, but it kind of stuck out as an album title. So I hope it's fitting.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of times you'll see, you know, the title is a song on the album, but now it seems like more and more we're seeing album titles that don't have that like title track song.
Yeah, I've never done a title track. My first two records, I said the title of the album in a song on the record.
Yeah.
But the this record I did not. So I don't think.
No.
Maybe I did unintentionally.
I think though you and Rob have kind of that thing in common where the never enough, because we don't know where like success actually is, like where that line is. Like, do you have a time when you were like, when you actually felt, all right, that was, I feel successful, or I actually,
this is it. I made it. You have an I made it moment.
Do you have it? Yeah.
No, I hadn't, maybe the Houston Rodeo, you know,
the
doing
first
that
time or the second time?
Both times.
Okay.
Just maybe like a reassurance thing. The second time it was like, all right, you know, you belong, you know, to be on these stages. Cause I always try to really think about that and make sure that, you know, every way that I approach country music is trying to be legit and be the real deal and not ever phoning it in. And so, you know, you play shows like that and you're like, all right, it's going well. But I haven't really felt like I've made it yet. I feel like I say that all the time pretty often. In fact, Still Trying to Make It was almost an album title now that I think about it.
Really? Okay.
Yes, Never Enough surpassed that and a couple others. So
Never Enough is easier to remember.
It is. I like two words too, Never Enough.
Yeah. We just heard, that reminds me, we just heard a quote yesterday from Kane Brown, and he was talking about if he said something about, if I lose the hunger, like keep going and whatever's next, then I probably should retire. So you're always, so it's like, what makes you hungry? Like, what's the next thing?
You
want to
climb that mountain. Yeah, every mountain you climb, right? You know, you couldn't wait. You'd be like, oh man, if I could just get there, I'll be all right. And then you get there quicker than you thought, and a lot quicker than you thought. And you're like, all right, well, you know, you're looking at something else and now you want that. So it's every phase of life, really. I think every area of life, like whether it's, you know, I buy a new car, I love it. Can't, you know, oh man, now I'm happy. And then about 2 months later, like, all right, maybe I want a blue one or I want a different one. So it's trying to find that balance.
Yeah. It's hard. It's kind of hard to keep up sometimes.
You're definitely a hard worker, but I feel like you're also very lucky, Parker. Have you always been lucky your entire life? And like recently, my son keeps winning raffles. Like, I feel like
I'm blessed. I'm not lucky, if that's how we're talking then.
All right. Yes, yes, yes. That's what I'm thinking. Like, I just feel like you might be a lucky person like that. You're not lucky like that?
No, ma'am. I've just been, you know, I'm blessed, extremely, extremely blessed. Come from great people, the older I get, the more grateful I am for them. And you could call that lucky, but I never won a raffle. I was at the Astros game last weekend, and they do this charity thing, and you can buy, like, you know, I think you give them $5, $20, whatever. I gave her a $100 bill, and you get 500 numbers. So, like, you know, you get X amount of numbers for more money you pay. I did the top amount. I got 500 numbers, and they do a raffle, and I still didn't even win that. So I thought, I'm like, there's no way I'm not winning this.
Was that the game you got to throw the first pitch at?
It was.
How cool was that? I mean, that was dope. That's another thing that on the list of, like, amazing moments, right?
Yeah. Were you nervous?
A little bit. I actually do get nervous to do that. I did it at the Rangers game one time, and then that was my first time doing it at the Astros game. Uh-huh. And I actually, like, I don't get nervous until I'm in the motion throwing, and I'm like, oh, do not sail this thing. Like, you know, and you want to put a little.
How did it go?
It was right down the middle. It was a little. Perfect. It was a little outside, but it was right down the middle.
That's okay.
You used to play baseball, right?
I played quite a bit growing up, but we throw the baseball all the time. We have gloves on our buses, and, I mean, we sit outside backstage and throw the baseball, especially in the summertime, all the time for hours. I actually bought a radar gun last summer trying to see. It didn't work very well. It's not very accurate.
What do you mean? It was broken? It wasn't like
– He threw it so fast that it broke the radar gun.
No, it was clearly wrong. It was clearly wrong. We're like, this
what
thing
did
is
it
not,
say?
This thing is 100? Not it, – No, it was saying like 23 miles an hour. We're in there humming it. And I'm like – that thing was like $150 off Amazon, I think. So
you got to send that back.
It was made by Bushnell. Come on, Bushnell.
Yeah, definitely definitely malfunctioning. Are you what's better, your baseball swing or your golf swing?
Neither of them are real good.
I know there's a lot of golf that goes on in Nashville, so I was just curious.
I never play in Nashville, but I play on the road almost every day. So
nice.
Congratulations, by the way, on 1 year of marriage. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What'd you guys do special for your anniversary?
You know, we've been remodeling this house for a few months, and so that was kind of our anniversary gift. Sort of thing, I guess. So we just went to dinner and kind of had a day just us. So it was pretty cool. Actually, that's not true. I had to work that day, but we did go to dinner that night.
This is a true married people now when you're like, we're working on the house.
Yeah, no, I my dad's like, you're domesticated. I'm like, yes, I am. I take the trash out on Tuesdays, remodeling a house, landscaping, you know, I'm talking to my pool guy. I'm like, how did we get here?
You love it, though. I'm assuming you love it.
I love it, man. I really do, and it's kind of nice to have an opportunity in life to step up and deliver and you know, not only my career but at home, too. You know, those relationships are kind of like the same as – there's a lot of similarities to my career in the sense that, you know, as much as you put into it is what you'll get out of it. So I've kind of embraced the opportunity.
You got to water the grass.
You got to water the grass.
Literally and figuratively.
Yes. Yep. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. They're putting sprinklers in as we speak.
Nice. Hey, also, you mentioned buying a new car earlier. And I noticed the artwork, the cover for the song Speed. You're standing in front of what was my first car that I drove when I turned 16. My dad had a 90 red Corvette.
A C5.
Yeah, he somehow thought it was a good idea to let me drive it when I turned 16, which I never got in any accidents or any tickets, but I was like, hey, That's the 90 Corvette, man. Yeah. I'm like, they're cool again.
I think that one was a 93.
Okay, close. Yeah, they didn't change the year. They didn't change much in those for so many years. But so is there any connection to that car, or was it just someone's like, hey, dude, stand in front of this red?
No, I had been trying to buy one for a while. You can buy them for like 12 grand, 15 grand.
Yeah.
They're not fast. They're not powerful, but I'm a big, big muscle car guy. I've started a small collection, and I wanted one. And then, you know, when it really came time to buy it, I was like, I really do not want this car that's not fast and not fun to drive. Looks really cool, but just, I don't know, I'm like, I like performance way too much. And I was like, dude, I'm just going to use this for this album cover. So I'm a big, I have a Corvette. I've got a new one that'll be here next month, and I've got a C7 Z06 that I used in the Handle on You music video. So, but those are all like new and nice and power steering and all that stuff.
The technology is quite
Rob's got a new one now,
The C5 has power steering, but they're just, they're not, those cars are not even close to what, you know, they are today. And I went through a classic phase, and I was like, dude, I don't want any classic muscle cars. I want a brand new 800 horsepower, you know, nasty whip. So
now we're talking.
Yes.
What was your first car when you were 16, Parker?
A Chevrolet extended cab pickup truck, navy blue.
Yeah. What year?
That sounds cool.
Remember? 2008, 2009.
It's funny because, like, now, like, you know, like late 90s pickup trucks are where it's at. And it's like we were just selling those trucks, it seemed like, not that long ago. And now if they're in good condition, they're going for like $40,000-$50,000, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, I like trucks too. I think I'll certainly have a small collection of those at some point, like an old 12-valve square body or something.
Yeah, Holly's like, I got lost. I got lost in this whole conversation.
I was in it for the cars, and then I was like, I'm gonna go with a different question, because I do want to know. There's another one song that I really liked on the album, "Lessons from an Old Man," which just made me think of a question, which is not necessarily old men, but have you gotten any great advice from other country music artists that you can share with us? Who's giving you some good advice?
You know, Miranda's kind of told me to slow down before. She's like, you know, just take a deep breath. You know, she's like, you're well on your way, you know, one thing at a time kind of deal. And she's somebody who's, you know, she's been around. She's done it on the biggest level. She is a bona fide superstar and a badass. And I've always respected her and her career a lot. So when she talks, I usually listen.
Mm-hmm. That's good advice. I have one more question. It's kind of a serious one. If you wear cowboy clothes, are you ranch dressing?
No, but that's pretty good. I had heard that.
Sorry. I was like,
while we're on the topic, we do a little stand-up thing on our show. I saw Theo Vaughn was commenting on some of your stuff on Instagram. Do you know Theo?
Yeah, I did. I went on a show, I think that was last year sometime, maybe. So
yeah,
and we haven't seen that. We got to find that.
I went on his podcast, and then he came to my show in Nashville sometime last fall, and hung out for a little bit after. He's a good dude.
Should we play some Theo Vaughn for you?
Yeah,
on the show
100%, dude. That's my he's probably the funniest man in America right now.
I think so too. I agree.
He's weird, but he's good.
Yes.
Right. I mean, is it okay to call him weird? He probably wouldn't. He'd be fine with it.
I think he'd be all right with it.
I think he'd be fine.
He'd probably like truth. That.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for laughing sort of at my joke. Just, you know, stupid.
you could use it again. Parker, appreciate you hanging out with us, man. And congrats on the new album.
Yeah. Thank you guys, amazing. Man. Appreciate it. Good to see y'all again.
You all too. Right,
thanks, Parker.
Right, thank
Take
you.
Care. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.